I'm used to getting strange pieces of mail, and most of the time I toss them out without a second glance. But recently a piece of mail crossed my desk that grabbed my attention. No, it's not what you're thinking. It wasn't pornography. It was a sales letter, encouraging me to buy a car from a particular salesman at a certain auto dealership who, for the purposes of this commentary, will remain nameless. The letter even stated that my referrals and I would get a special family and friends discount if we came to see this salesman. Great. Of course, a sales solicitation from a car salesman doesn't sound so strange. But let me read you the beginning of the letter and see what you think. It was addressed to Dear Christian Leader. Yep, you heard right. I, who've been a rabbi for over 25 years, received a letter addressed to a Christian leader. Thinking maybe I had received the letter by mistake, I fished the envelope out of the trash to see if it was supposed to be delivered to the church down the street. But no, the envelope was addressed to me. Clearly, whoever decided to send out this sales solicitation hadn't done his homework. Ignoring the mistake, assuming that it was being sent to all the clergy in the area for some type of holiday drive, I continued reading. And here's what it said. Quote, "We know that the scriptures declare in Romans 14:17, remember this was sent to a Christian leader, that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. I am a former pastor, yet now I purpose to advance the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy, in the marketplace from this auto dealership. I have found this company and dealership walks in integrity like no other." Unquote. Not only was the writer telling me that he has a deep and abiding faith, but because of his faith, he understood this car dealership to hold the same values, and that's why I should buy a car there. I was offended on several levels, the least of which being I'm not a Christian leader. I value religion, and hold religious beliefs should challenge us and stretch us to be better people. Religion should articulate ideals of a better world, a world in which the hungry are fed and the homeless given shelters, a world in which our children are safe and no person knows fear. And while I hold progressive, liberal religious values, I can appreciate how others may hold religious beliefs different from my own. But to use religion to sell cars? I don't think that's the point of any religion, any tradition, any text that claims religious authority. For me, this letter reflects a trend that I see happening in our society for some time. Whether it's a salesperson, businessperson, politician, or even religious leader, someone declares his or her religious beliefs as a shorthand to say, "See, I'm okay, I'm trustworthy." Problem is, we all know that not everyone who claims to be religious is trustworthy or honest. And we know that you don't have to be religious to be trustworthy. I find it offensive when people exploit their religious beliefs rather than living their religious beliefs. I'd rather see a person act morally than tell me that their religion teaches them to be moral. I'd rather see a politician be trustworthy than to declare that the Bible tells them to be trustworthy. I'd rather see a car salesman who is honest rather than tell me about some scriptural passage. I am tired of people telling me what they believe. As a kid, I learned actions speak louder than words. And what this letter told me was here was one more car salesman who was willing to do anything to make a sale, even use religion and quote the Bible.